Hello and welcome back to another short view back to the past episode of the Five Red Lights Formula One podcast. Five Red Lights is a podcast focusing on all things Formula One, such as race reviews, historical moments in the sport, current talking points, as well as branching out into other series, such as F2, F3, and more. In this episode, we will be taking a short view back to the past to when there were 7 different race winners in the first 7 races of the season in 2012. 2012 was the year that Vettel won his 3rd championship in a row. Though Red Bull's dominance didn't stop 6 other drivers taking a race win in the first portion of the season. 2012 season saw a few team changes, with Lotus becoming Caterham, Renault becoming Lotus, confusingly, and Virgin becoming Marussia, after Russian company Marussia Motors increased its ownership in the team. There are also some notable driver changes for this season, with 2007 world champion Raikkonen returning after 2 years away rallying, Grosjean returning as his teammate, both at the newly rebranded Lotus team, and Rubens Barrichello left the sport after 19 seasons and a record number of races at the time, a record that has only recently been surpassed by Kimi Raikkonen. Daniel Ricciardo also made his proper F1 debut for Toro Rosso, following a few outings for HRT the year before. Anyway, the first of the season's race winners, Jenson Button, won the season opener for McLaren in Australia, finishing ahead of Vettel and Hamilton, having jumped Hamilton, his McLaren teammate, in the first corner and remaining ahead throughout the race. Interestingly, Button managed to win the race despite being in a fuel-saving mode, after the team made calculations as to how much fuel to put into the car, which was discovered on lap 8, meaning he had to be very conservative for most of the race distance. Next race weekend in Malaysia saw Fernando Alonso take a win for Ferrari, which is quite shocking, as the team did not look likely to win that weekend, and McLaren actually scored a front row lockout. However, following heavy rain, Alonso was able to inherit the lead, and Perez found himself in a surprising second for Sauber. Perez did actually nearly catch Alonso, but made a mistake at turn 14 that cost him 5 seconds, and he would eventually finish second, which is still very impressive. This was, and still is, Sauber's best ever finish in a race. The third round of the season in China provided a view of things to come, with Nico Rosberg taking Mercedes' first pole position since their return to F1 in 2010, and he would go on to win the race, taking Mercedes' first win in F1 since 1955 with Fangio, and making him the 103rd person to have won an F1 Grand Prix. Hamilton finished third for the third race in a row, which was enough to give him a 2-point lead in the championship over Alonso, who was leading into the weekend. The next round at Bahrain, the fourth round of the season, saw a return to the status quo for this era of F1. Vettel took pole and the eventual win, and in turn, was leading the championship. Vettel was followed home by Kimi and Grosjean for the Lotus team, with championship rival Hamilton only managing to finish 8th. The weekend was marked by considerable protests over F1's decision to race in Bahrain, which was at the time, and kind of still is, the centre of political instability. The Force India team even had mechanics involved in a petrol bombing incident, and they were subject to tear gas by authorities. The mechanics went home, but the team carried on in the race. The fifth round of the season saw the most unusual addition to this list of 7 winners. The fifth round, which was held in Barcelona, saw the one and only pay driver supreme, Pastor Maldonado, win the race. This is Williams' last win in F1 and their first win since Juan Pablo Montoya's win in the 2004 Brazilian Grand Prix. Hamilton took pole, with Maldonado almost half a second behind in P2. Maldonado managed to take the lead in the pit stops and impressively held off Alonso during the latter stages of the race, denying him a home win by about 3 seconds. In a weird turn of events, after the race, Williams' garage was set on fire, leading to conspiracy theories that they were covering something up. However, with Maldonado winning that weekend, this is the least surprising thing to happen. At the 6th round of the season in Monaco, Michael Schumacher set the fastest lap in quali, however was denied the only pole position of his F1 return due to a 5-place grid penalty for infractions in previous races, which saw him start from 6th. Arguably, this penalty denied Schumacher one last win in F1, as the Merc could look strong all weekend, as evidenced by his time in quali, and Monaco is very hard to overtake, so a pole position would have probably led to a win. This was a great shame, and something that upsets Schumacher fans to this day. In the end, Mark Webber of Red Bull would take the victory, becoming the 6th winner of the season, his 2nd win at Monaco, and this saw Red Bull maintain their lead in the Constructors' Championship. That weekend had seen a protest over elements of the Red Bull car, however for this weekend, nothing came of it. The seventh round of the season, in Canada, saw the seventh consecutive different winner of the 2012 season. The floor protests made surrounding the Red Bull at Monaco came to fruition, and the floor was deemed illegal. However, the team's results were left intact. This ruling didn't seem to affect Red Bull that much, as Vettel took pole by 3/10 of a second. Despite Vettel taking pole, the race was an eventful one, with different drivers leading at different times, including Fernando Alonso and, for one brief lap, Romain Grosjean. However, the race was won by Hamilton in the end, who was able to catch and pass Vettel early in the race and regained his lead after pit stops. After Hamilton, the rest of the podium was made up by some unusual visitors, with Grosjean and Perez taking up the remaining places. This will be Perez's second of three podiums of the season, a number of podiums he's yet to match in one season, despite only finishing 10th in the championship that year. In subsequent seasons, such as 2020, he has finished much higher in the championship. For example, in 2020, he finished 4th. However, he only scored 2 podiums, but his consistency has improved greatly. The streak of different race winners ended at the next round in Valencia at the European Grand Prix for that season. After being denied by Maldonado in Barcelona, Alonso capitalised on his second chance for a home win and became the first driver to win 2 races in the 2012 season. Alonso's win in Valencia gave him a 20-point lead in the championship, and he looked with a good chance of taking his third world title. Of course, this wouldn't happen, as the Red Bulls were pretty inevitable during this era. Alonso only took one more win after Valencia, whilst Vettel would win 4 more races that season in Singapore, Japan, Korea and India. This meant that Vettel would win the title by just 3 points following a 6th place finish in Brazil, leading to an iconic video of Fernando Alonso staring down the camera with the life gone from behind his eyes after finishing 2nd. Since the 2012 season, F1 fans haven't seen such a competitive start to a season, or such a competitive season in general. This is a shame, and hopefully the new regs in 2022 can give us a similarly competitive start to the season as teams get to grips with their new cars and the new rules. Anyway, that's all for this episode of the 5 Red Lights podcast, a short view back to the past to when 7 different drivers won the first 7 races of 2012. Thank you for listening, and the next episode of the 5 Red Lights podcast will be released on Tuesday. If you enjoyed, please follow the podcast and give it a rate where possible, and don't forget to follow our social media, our 5 Red Lights podcast on Instagram and that 5 Red Lights F1 on Twitter. Thanks again, and goodbye.